Chapter 1. What is mindfulness? At its core, mindfulness is simply the act of being fully focused on the present moment. You are only concerned with the now, rather than reliving the past or stressing about the future. That's it. Nothing arcane or esoteric about it. But while it's a very simple concept, many erroneously believe that it requires some form of Zen mastery to practice. In later chapters, we'll go into a range of techniques you can use to bring mindfulness into your daily life. You'll see for yourself how anyone can be mindful, even children. In fact, children are naturally mindful, and we can learn a lot from them. Watch any small child play, and you'll see that they are completely absorbed by what they're doing. They're not fretting about what's going to happen tomorrow, or caught up in what happened a week ago. They only care about what's right in front of them. It's only when we grow that we cast aside this innate ability, but it never goes away. Mindfulness involves being completely cognizant of what's going on both inside our mind and in the world around us. For most of us, this state eludes us. We are mindless rather than mindful. We are not allowing ourselves to be totally aware of what is happening in our environment. We react instinctively, instead of choosing our thoughts and actions carefully, with conscious control. Mindfulness means we tune into present events, so we can actively decide on the best course of action. Anyone can be mindful if they choose to cultivate these three core skills. Noticing events as they are occurring moment by moment, paying attention to both internal and external aspects. Identifying ingrained reactions to events. This may involve avoidance or overthinking. Developing an ability to respond to events and people with a compassionate mindset of active curiosity. It doesn't matter how young or old you are. It doesn't matter what your background. Mindfulness is open to everyone. A brief history of mindfulness. Modern mindfulness is free from any religious or spiritual connotations. It is compatible with whatever religious beliefs you may have, just as it is suitable for those who have no beliefs at all. However, while it may not be explicitly spiritual, it is an ancient technique that has been used across cultures throughout the ages. Either by itself, or as a part of a spiritual or religious practice. The ancient Greeks were no strangers to mindfulness either. Heraclitus said, "The content of your character is your choice. Day by day, what you choose, what you think, and what you do is who you become." This demonstrates how, when we are mindful, we can shape the person we are and make positive choices to build a better life. You may associate mindfulness with Eastern religious and spiritual traditions, particularly Hinduism and Buddhism. However, mindful techniques can be found in early Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. It is just as much embedded into Western spirituality as it is in Eastern. However, over the centuries, it fell out of favor in the West until its rebirth in Western culture during the 20th century, when people such as Jon Kabat-Zinn looked into Eastern teachers to learn about this forgotten art. This means that what we now understand to be mindfulness has very strong roots in Eastern philosophy and spirituality. Mindfulness in Hinduism and Buddhism. While Hinduism is believed to be the oldest religion in the world, its origins have been lost in the mists of time. It developed from several spiritual traditions in the region now known as India. It has no known individual founder, and we cannot precisely pinpoint when it was first practiced. In fact, it wasn't until the 1800s that different Vedic traditions were collected together to be known as Hinduism. One thing we do know is that mindfulness has been at the heart of Hinduism for as long as we can trace history. Yoga is discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. While Vedic meditation is inherently mindful, we cannot separate mindfulness from Hinduism. While Hinduism's origins may be difficult to determine, we know a lot more about the